Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. As I always say, it's how we win. All right, also, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. What are you waiting for? Are you like brain dead or what? Right? I mean, if you haven't got it by now, which, if you're a man, you probably hasn't ordered anything yet. Okay? Get on there. Find some nice slippers, nice bathrobes, sheets, pillowcases, whatever it is, find them. Get involved. Get engaged with it. Right? I'm telling you, you'll make her extremely happy. I mean, and let's not be stupid about it. She already has a bathrobe she loves. She's got slippers. If you haven't got slippers, you got sheets and pillowcases and other things that I'm sure, I'm positive she'll want and she'll love. And that's where you want to be. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, will get you anywhere from 30 to 70% off. Depends on what you're ordering, what you want, and when you want it by, it helps too. All right. Listen, we got plenty of stories. We can spend another 5 hours doing some of this crazy stuff. Cori Bush, or Representative Cori Bush, she wants government takeover of social media. She says Twitter especially is motivated by profits. Can you imagine the government already? Where they're... These people have no understanding of the Constitution. They have no understanding of what our founding fathers want. They have no understanding of the realities of the way this country is supposed to run. And the freedom that we have. Right? She said, these companies need to be operated for the public good and not private interest. Well, they're private companies. Who made their money doing what they do? Who grew doing what they do? Government kills stuff. Government doesn't help stuff grow. I mean, seriously. You want to talk about not being in the public interest? Not allowing the two or the three or the four sides of the story to be told is not operating in public interest. See, they don't... What's it going to take for you guys to figure out that they don't want you to know the truth? They only want you to have the thought that they want you to have. They're going to feed it to you the way they want to feed to you. All right? I mean, if that's what you... I've been saying this for a long time. I don't say it as much as I used to. First of all, we're a representative form of government. You want government to do everything for you, including wipe your butt and order your toilet paper? Then move to move. You move to a state that allows that. The states have given up their authority in a big way over the years. They need to take it back and start doing it again. You know, start taking back their power again. You want to live in a town, an area that is very Christian-esque, if you would, then do it. And you freedom from religion fools, stay away. Nobody wants you there. If you want to live in a town that's atheist, right? I mean, that's predominantly atheist, then so be it. You have that right. It's, again, it's called representative government for a reason. Right, and when it comes to countrywide, we have screwed things up. So I'm seriously, I get the amendments that I get. They were put there by those old white guys who hated you for the purpose, for the specific purpose of for you to change stuff you don't like. Wow. Sounds like a bunch of guys that didn't want you to have freedom, doesn't it? And there's been plenty of amendments to change all of that. So if you want to change it, you want to make it so you don't have the freedom of religion, even though you speak it, you don't really mean it. See, when a Democrat says that we believe in freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, you have the freedom in your own home. They will not come into your house, maybe, and stop you from practicing your beliefs. But God forbid you, they don't want you praying out in the street. They don't want you praying in public. And I got pictures of many, many, many of our founding fathers with that. So good luck. Anyway, the comments came towards the end of the House Oversight Accountability Committee, at which the former Twitter executive testified about the company's decision to initially block a New York Post article in 2020 about the contents of the laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop. See, they should have never blocked that. Right? I mean, they allowed unsubstantiated claims in the dossier, and Trump being with prostitutes in Russia, none of that was substantiated. We're okay with that, though. Hunter Biden's was substantiated. They did have the proof. The FBI did have the laptop. Bush accused her Republican colleagues of having ridiculous political motivations and obsessed with Hunter Biden. She called the hearing a distraction from their inability to govern and a lack of accountability of social media platforms. Just amazing. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I want to hit this a little harder when we return. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I like bass lines. That's all I like when Zoe's around, right? Love the bass lines. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right. So, again, Democrats going after social media officers. They didn't have one beef whatsoever with Twitter until recently. Right? So now Democrat Representative Cori Bush says the government should take over social media. Right, Twitter's too motivated by profits. Does she not understand that the company can't stay can't stay in business, can't pay those people that she wants to keep there. That she wants people. I mean, maybe they don't want them to have jobs. Maybe they want to, you know, take care of them as well. Give them your money. And she's calling for government to take over social media. Now, again, because Twitter is motivated by profits. Not a word about this. Not a word. When they were coming after Trump. Not a word when they came, when they stopped conservatives from getting messages out. That was okay. But now that reality is set, now that people want truth, they want proof. Talk about lack of, she's concerned. You ready for this one? Come on. This is classic. She's concerned with the lack of accountability on social media platforms. Not concerned at all about the lack of accountability with our government. That doesn't seem to bother her at all. Now, speaking of former Twitter employees, I mean, we did this one a while back. The squad member alleged that the company consistently steamrolled concerns of equity and safety. You know, I don't understand the safety thing. Those people on the far left all think that they're unsafe if they go into a situation where people don't agree with them. Yet they have no problem with conservatives going into a situation in these liberal schools where they're having things thrown at them. They're actually being punched. They don't seem to have an issue with that at all. Right? I love this. And she's worried about them in the interest of them pursuing profits for billionaire executives and shareholders. Again, I say BS. They didn't have this problem when they were attacking Donald Trump and team. This was not a concern of theirs. This shows you how dishonest they are. Yeah, I said it, dishonest. We know the situation must change, but I would argue that the structure of these corporations ensures this malpractice will continue. These social media companies have shown themselves unfit to maintain digital public square with almost universal usage and vast power. Well, don't the newspapers have the same thing? They did for years. What about the news sources online, Bush? Right? They've got vast power. They're not telling the truth. You can show it. Again, when you have a fool of a journalist that's standing in front of a camera telling you that it's a peaceful protest while a building and a police car is burning in the background. People are running around with brand new products in their hands that they didn't go to late night shopping, let me tell you. But it was a peaceful protest. Broken glass all around them. It can't be solved with a tweak around the edges. Instead, we need to re-envision what the internet... Oh, there's that word. Re-envision. Right? Re-energize. Reimagine. No, thank you. Don't want you anywhere near us. Digital platforms, including social media, are here to stay, but we need to make sure that they operate for the public. All of a sudden, she's concerned about them operating for the public good. No, what she should put in there is we need to make sure that they operate for the Democrat good, for the party good, for the socialist good, not for the public good. She doesn't mean that. We need to invest in better alternatives in big tech. We need to establish public ownership and control to ensure that these platforms, listen, everything that they say, listen to them. Everything they say is pushing you towards socialism. Everything they say, they want to take over public businesses, private businesses, oil, right? Gas, the internet, what goes on. No. That is not even close to what our founding fathers had in mind. You want a new country with new rules? Now you get we the people to push that through, or go find yourself another plot of land somewhere and do it. Former Twitter executives conceded Wednesday they made a mistake by blocking a story about the president's son from social media running up to the 2020 election, but adamantly denied Republican assertion that they were pressed by Democrats and law enforcement. But we have the emails to prove it. You know, whenever I see these stories or see this kind of thing, I'm just going to tell you, the biggest kick I get from them is, some of you remember Barney Frank? And you remember that session he had with Bill O'Reilly? And Bill said, you guys saw this coming. You saw the housing market, you know, getting ready to crash. You saw all these things going on. And yet, you told the American populace there was no issues, no problems. Well, we never said that. No, we said, no. Let me play it for you, Representative. And he played it. And Barney Frank says, well, that wasn't me. I didn't say that. It's right there. It's a video of you saying it. It's a public video. Right? I mean, seriously. So when you look at these things, you go, they look right at it, and yet they still deny. They're looking right at it and still telling you it is not, it's not real. Wow. That's a special sick right there. I don't care who you are. That is a whole different level of sickness. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's not going to stop till we stop it. It's not going to stop till we start pounding away. And that's exactly what it's going to take. All right, when we come back. Former employee blows the whistle in a transgender clinic. You need to know more about that. And if you want to go a little further with it, as I think you do, like I do, we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. military downed another high-altitude object that flew over American airspace. Brigadier General Pat Ryder shared some more details at the Pentagon.
The object was about the size of a small car, so not similar in size or shape to the high-altitude surveillance balloon that was taken down off the coast of South Carolina on February 4.
Speaking earlier at the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked the object over Alaska at about 40,000 feet over the last 24 hours. He said it posed a reasonable threat to civilian flight, and President Biden ordered the military to shoot it down today. The president will travel to Poland later this month. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said he'll deliver remarks ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden will visit Poland that borders Ukraine February 20th through the 22nd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously. You know, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Make sure you have a clue as to what you're saying and why. Right? It's just amazing. Somebody just sent me this a little while ago, since we were talking about the craziness that's going on. Joey B's inability to tell the truth. How deep his family is into it. AOC and a few of the others in the squad screaming that we got other better things to do. The people over there at Judicial Watch actually went after the, as some of you probably forgot at this point, the Hunter Biden situation where he was involved in an incident with a gun. Remember that? He threw the gun in a dumpster. He got the gun by lying on the form when he bought the gun. This is amazing. They, like I said, they get away with everything. There's nothing that stops them. So apparently Judicial Watch just got the records from the Secret Service, who investigated the Hunter Biden, gun issue incident that was disposed in a dumpster in Delaware. Now, the new record suggests that one can't take it face value. The Secret Service denial that it wasn't involved in a Hunter Biden cover-up, although they knew all about it. The records show the agency official discussing media reports of its alleged involvement, with one finding it odd that the Secret Service was involved in the investigation when Joe and Hunter Biden were not receiving Secret Service protection at the time. Another official response, maybe we were asked for a favor, question mark. Now think about this. These are emails going back and forth. The records show the agency alerted the Biden White House and crafted a public statement insisting it had no involvement in the alleged incident and refusing to provide any additional clarification. In other words, yeah, we didn't do anything. Leave us alone. In September 2022, we filed a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA lawsuit, for records or communications about the reported purchase, possession, disposal of that firearm owned by Hunter Biden. Now, and again, the gun was specifically found in a dumpster in Delaware back in 18. Not a word. Not a word. Judicial Watch reported back in December 2022 that the Secret Service repeatedly changed its position about whether it was in possession of the records, right, as far as the investigation. They're constantly lying. You lie to them, you go to jail. They can lie to us all they want, apparently. Just wrong. Now, the new records show that on October 29, 2020, a person named, who's redacted, in the emails, a Secret Service official in the Protection, Intelligence, and Assistance Division. Now, they linked it to a Blaze article published earlier in that day, reported that Haley Biden had taken a handgun owned by Hunter Biden in October 2018. She threw it in a supermarket trash bin. The official then forwards the article to another official in the same group. That name is also redacted. The only response to that email was, oh dear. Right. After being forwarded the same Blaze article, unidentified protective intelligence research specialist responds to his colleagues. He says, hey, it's kind of odd that we were involved in the missing gun investigation when neither Hunter or Joe were even receiving Secret Service protection. Now listen. Some of you let that go by at a million miles an hour. You didn't really think about it. He sends an email. In the email, the Secret Service agent says, it's kind of odd that we... He doesn't say it's kind of odd they suggest we were involved. Hey, Frankie, were we ever involved in this? No. He just admits it. It's kind of odd that we were involved in the missing gun investigation when neither Hunter or Joe were even receiving Secret Service protection. Like, why? Why were we involved in this? And then the last person, whose name is redacted, says, maybe we were asked for a favor. I don't know what that favor is. Senior Secret Service officials whose names were disclosed later on were also notified of the Blaze article. They include James Henry, then special agent in charge of Philadelphia field office, Michael D'Ambrosio, assistant director of the U.S. Secret Service in charge of oversight of all Secret Service domestic and foreign service offices, Stephen Sanford, deputy assistant director of the Leonza Newsom, Illinois, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, they were all overseeing this. Five massive and major people, after the Blaze article was forwarded by James Henry to the Washington, Delaware office, they admitted that they were digging into it now and trying to see where and how they got involved. Again, where and how we got involved. I thought we weren't involved in how the story get, you know, the false assertion that we were involved. No. So, again, when you read through, these guys are very specific in their verbiage. They're very specific in how they say things. Biden, again, going back to the Biden gun incident, when asked for more information or documentation, one of the agents responds, sure thing, agents visited StarQuest Shooters and Survival Supply and asked to take possession of the paperwork. Basically, they took it away from them. It's the paperwork that he filed to purchase the gun there. The FBI were then involved, right? I think the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms either falls under them or alongside them because of the DOJ. So, under the subheading of internal background, the resident agent in charge of the Wilmington residential office reported that all agents in his office denied any involvement. Now, mind you, the emails show that there was involvement. But he's reported all agents in his office deny any involvement. The political reporter refused to provide any details on the source of the information that he was in possession of, or any official document where we were identified. He said the statement has been drafted to address any implication that anyone from the service was involved in the incident. But he's already admitted to it in two or three emails. Right? They go on to say the U.S. Secret Service records confirm that the agency, which is a lie, did not provide protection to any member of the Biden family in 2018, and that the Secret Service had no involvement in this alleged incident. Not true. Again, you see over and over again with their emails back and forth. It's just flat off not true. So, again, they don't have to go to jail. They don't get punished for this. They don't lose their jobs over this. It's just wrong, people. But again, I say, it's not the fault of the Democrats. The Republicans have been in there a couple of times. They need to shake it up. They need to make a change. They need to grow a spine and make a difference. I'm not going to go on and on about this because it's pretty long. The bullet points are pretty long. Right? Now, I will tell you that the Delaware police got involved in this to make sure that gun wasn't used in a crime. And make sure nobody was, you know, whatever with it, because it was actually found in a garbage can across the street from a high school. Isn't that great? The FBI responded when they found out about it. Got there as soon as they could to the scene where it was all happening. And they still have it, or still had it for a while, as an open case. But between the political article and the Blaze article, it really set these guys on fire. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. Come on back. Got a lot more I want to hit on when we return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? Can't do that unless you get informed, unless you know what's happening, right? Okay. Anyway, I just got to tell you, I there's so much happening. There's so much we can talk about. There's so many issues going on that we have a field day with this. And that, you know, Cori Bush scares the Jesus out of me. Really. All right, what can we have fun with here? I got so many stories. There's so many of these things we can have a ball with. Florida lawmakers today approved relocating migrants to sanctuary states. Good. Glad to hear it. Although, why is he leaving California? He should drop them here. We're already drowning with them. Our illustrious governor who said, come on down, and now say, well, maybe you shouldn't come on down. It's killing us financially. And New York City's begging for help. Don't you love it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. All right, Friday they passed a bill that would allow the Senate of the state to pick up and relocate migrants from anywhere in the United States, practice state employee. Last year, when it took migrants from Texas, and dropped them off at Martha's Vineyard. Now, they set off a firestorm because we don't want them in Martha's Vineyard. They say they didn't have the resources. Bull puckies. You've got billion-dollar homes on that island. You figure it out. Members of the State House voted 77-34 to approve SB 6. The state Senate passed the bill last week. Now, the legislation would create an unauthorized alien transport program to relocate migrants if they've been processed by the federal government. The bill is headed to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' desk, and he will sign it. Right? The bill came after DeSantis chartered flights to fly 49 migrants from San Antonio, Texas, to Martha's Vineyard last year. Now, you know, they hated it. The Dems went nuts, but heck, this is what you asked for. You said, come on in. You told the other states that they needed to man up and just deal with it, but not them. Right? Federal government has not only failed, but refused to take any action to deal with the over 200% increase in encounters at the border. That's according to State Senator Blasi Ingolia. In fact, the administration has taken steps to make the problem worse. The state of Florida is not and never will be a sanctuary state. It's time for those sanctuary cities and states to put their money where their mouth is. You guys say, come on in. We should be doing it. We should have some compassion. We should understand. But I guess not. Doesn't really mean anything. What we're seeing with most of our Republican colleagues is they don't really care about accountability. That's according to Miami Rep. Dottie Joseph. They want to give the governor carte blanche. You know, listen. This is what they always do. She said they want to give the governor carte blanche to do whatever he wants to do, regardless of whether it's legal or constitutional or otherwise. Well, if you don't think it's constitutional, then legally challenge it. It's not that hard. As far as being accountable, I guarantee you that $10 million you're going to spend to move these people to other states and other cities who actually want them will be a lot cheaper than you'd be trying to take care of them there in your state. But what do you care? But really, they don't care. Anyway. So when you see them coming over, when you see them dropped off, and you know, the other part of this too is remember something. Right? They asked them where they want to go. I didn't know this, but I'm just reading a little part of this that said that there was a boatload of them landing in the Florida Keys over the weekend. So they had to be rounded up to be put on planes to go somewhere. Last month, DeSantis activated the National Guard. Right? Because there was such a surge in the Keys. At one point, the Coast Guard picked up over 300 illegals. So it's not stopping anytime soon. As long as they keep saying at the federal level, come on down, you know, they're going to show up. So as DeSantis said, we can't sit here and do nothing. So we're going to send them to the states and say that they should be coming in. Let them figure out how to deal with them. Let them figure out how to feed them. I totally agree with him. I mean, can you guys in the chat room, is there any other way to deal with this, do you think? Right? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. This is kind of cool. All right, I hope whoever sent this, I'm not going to pre-read it. According to the article, Angie Craig, she's a representative out of Minnesota. See, coffee can be a lifesaver. Did you know that? She gave kudos to her scalding cup of coffee after she was unexpectedly attacked in an elevator in her Washington, D.C. apartment. She said, my morning coffee really saved the day yesterday, but not exactly how I expected it to. On a serious note, I'll also say I was very, very lucky that I was not injured more. Craig, who rents an apartment in D.C. when she's not home in Minnesota, She was confronted by an assailant at around 7 in the morning. The man, who police identified as 26-year-old Kendrick Hamlin, was reportedly acting erratic. He was in the lobby of the building as if he was under the influence of some kind of unknown substance. She said, "I feel very fortunate to have escaped that." The congresswoman told police that she said good morning to him before he followed her into an elevator. Hamlin then punched Craig in the chin and grabbed her by the neck. The congresswoman managed to subdue him by throwing her morning coffee on him and in his face. She wants to thank everybody for their outpouring of support. Oh, yeah, I mean, scalding coffee? That'll wake you up. She's got a few bruises, but, man, she took him down pretty quick. Oh, I know some of you guys will go, "See, she didn't need a gun." No, she needed coffee. But I'm sure you guys would love to find a way to nail her, wouldn't you? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The U.S., you've heard this news all day long. You don't need me to keep going over it with you. But the U.S. military shot down a flying object. What was the object? Do we not know? Republican lawmakers, they chimed up right away and said, "See, we have the ability to find them and shoot them down." Why was it that this object was at 40,000 feet and we still took it down, which is about where planes fly, and yet the other object was at 80,000 feet? We knew what it was right away. We saw it coming across. We did nothing. Right? Now, apparently, the Department of Defense was tracking this thing 24 hours before it actually hit or got over Alaska airspace. They say they felt like it posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight because that's where our planes fly. Right, so the other one, getting information, taking information about where our secret sites are, yeah, that wasn't a problem, right? Do these guys not want to protect our borders under any circumstance for any reason? The fighter aircraft assigned to the U.S. Northern Command took down the object within the last hour, adding that the object was much, much smaller than the spy balloon. Several lawmakers shared their takes on the object with Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis. Cynthia Lummis told the local news source that the Chinese Communist Party has not proven itself trustworthy. So why are we still working with them? The U.S. should be defending our borders, our airspace, by whatever force is necessary. I agree with her. Totally agree with her. We don't know the details yet. We really don't know. They haven't told us what it is. Anybody know what it is in the chat room? Did they say anything? Have you even heard from those right-wing weird sources what it is, where it is? Really? And again, why did it take catching them with their hands in the cookie jar, making all kinds of noise? I wonder if they would have shot this down if there wasn't any noise made. I wonder how far they would have gone with this. I just got to ask. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I'll wait. Put it in your phone. Have it there and ready. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Be safe. And I want you back here with me next week.